TCN Mornings, a brief daily presentation for kids and parents, starts in 3, 2, 1.
The choice is yours, so choose with care.
Hi there, I'm Jim Lord.
To help or hurt, to keep or share.
And we're on now.
You'll find the world's not always fair.
You know that's the truth.
But kindness is the answer.
Right here on TCN Mornings and
everywhere.
Well, good Monday morning to you. It's the 15th day of April, and today is National... Wait, I don't know what the national day is today. What do you mean, take a wild guess? Okay, well, let's see. April 15th. Well, I do know that today is income tax deadline day, but that's not necessarily what I'm... I'm trying to take a wild guess. What? Oh, it's National Take a Wild Guess Day. Really? What does that even mean? Yeah, I don't either. Okay, how about this? Happy National Take a Wild Guess Day. And on this day, let's all take a wild guess as to what National Take a Wild Guess Day means. Okay, enough of that. So coming up is a story that we don't have to guess about at all. Actually, it's about a choice that a lot of people face, especially when they are with friends who, let's say, are not as honest as society would like them to be. It's called To Shoplift or Not to Shoplift. And it starts right now.
A hero is a person who does special things to help others. Every hero starts out as a child, and every child can choose to become a hero.
The Character Network presents The Beginning of a Hero.
Addison and his friend were in the store together while Addison's mom did some shopping. They were walking up and down the aisles just looking at stuff when they wound up in the hardware section. Addison spotted a set of Allen wrenches, just what he needed to fix his bunk bed at home. It had a metal frame and some of the brackets were getting loose. One of those wrenches could fix it right up. "Well, just put it in your coat pocket," said his friend. "I don't think so," said Addison. "Oh, and next you're going to tell me that it would hurt somebody to take something from a store," said his friend. He knew Addison was big on the whole helping is the opposite of hurting thing, and that heroes help others. "Well, I hadn't really thought about it like that," said Addison, "but I guess it's true because it is stealing from the store, which cuts into profits, and in turn the store has to raise prices to make up for it, so it hurts everyone who shops there. So I guess, yes, that is what I'm going to tell you. Not only that, it's called shoplifting, and it's a crime. Bad idea all the way around." Later, Addison told his mom about the conversation with his friend. She was so happy that he had stood up for what was right. Then she said, "You know, your example could have helped him a great deal to understand right from wrong. You just might have been a hero." I'm Jim Lord. That's what I know about the beginning of this hero, and I know that you can become a hero too. So have you and a friend ever gone shopping together? Have you ever known anyone who shoplifted from a store? How did you feel about that? Also, was the boy going to hurt the store if he had taken the wrenches? How was he going to hurt himself if he had taken them? And finally, how was Addison being a hero to his friend? Just some things to think about as you go through your day today. Okay, so you've been hearing me talk about listening every weekday morning to TCN Mornings, and that you can simply go to tcnmornings.com and play each daily episode from there, or you can download the TCN Mornings mobile app by simply searching TCN Mornings in Google Play or the Apple App Store, and that is just how simple it is. Well, now, you can also simply search TCN Mornings wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can just Google TCN Mornings or enter TCN Mornings into your favorite search engine. TCN Mornings. Now it's simply everywhere. All right, then. Coming up, another visit with my old Irish pappy, also the question of the day, and a reflection of your future right here on this Monday edition of TCN Mornings. Well, now, here he is himself, my old Irish pappy, a man just full of wisdom who can teach you on a regular basis about life and how to live it better.
It's so easy to find fault with people or situation or things because we live in an imperfect world. But instead of looking for faults, look for the good. You'll find yourself being a lot happier, and you can more easily become an encourager to others.
Well, Pappy was certainly right about that. It's so easy to find fault with people or situations or things because we live in an imperfect world. But instead of looking for faults, look for the good. You'll find yourself being a lot happier, and you can more readily become an encourager to others. Now, it's time for the
question of the day.
Okay, well, on this National Take a Wild Guess Day, I did mention earlier that today, April 15th, is Income Tax Deadline Day. So your question is, what does that mean? What does Income Tax Deadline Day mean? If you know, email your answer to myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Tell us your first name, your city and state, and of course your answer. And the first correct answer will be featured right here tomorrow. That email address again is myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Now, about Friday's question of the day. Friday was Beverly Cleary's birthday, and of course she was an amazingly successful author of children's books. I mentioned that most of her stories are set in Portland, Oregon, where she was raised as a child. So your question was, where is Portland, Oregon? Well, Luke from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, said the state of Oregon is on the west coast of the continental United States. It is just north of California and just south of the state of Washington, and that Portland is very near the northwest corner of Oregon. And Luke, that's exactly right, so thank you for your answer there. Okay, just one more quick segment ahead for you, but as for me, I will see you tomorrow for the Tuesday edition of TCN Mornings right here on the Character Network.
Up next, a reflection of your future for deeper thinkers.
Dedicated to teaching positive personal vision for today's young people, the Character Network presents Jim Lord.
Many people have lived their entire adult lives believing that any day their lives will suddenly become easier, that they would have a financial windfall that would give them the break they thought they needed. But sadly, most people who think like that eventually lose their reputations and their self-respect. And when it comes retirement time, they simply don't have enough money to live on. So how can you avoid that scenario? Well, if you are earning money, and it doesn't even matter if it's not very much, get some advice from a reputable financial planner about personal investments and money management. Let your money start working for you. You know, the you of the future will still be you. Time will pass and things will change, but I assure you that the you of the future will be mighty angry with the you of the past if there is nothing to show for years and years of your hard work. For the Character Network, I'm Jim Lord with a reflection of your future.
This has been a presentation of TCN, the Character Network. TCNmornings.com.